Hello there. This is your ranch foreman, Big Jack Little, inviting you to join us for a shindig of Western music and song, starring your favorite singing cowboy, Gene Autry.
On the sunny side of the Rockies, where the desert kisses the sea, I left my love near the Rockies when we said goodbye tenderly. Though mountains are high and we're far apart, in my dreams I'm with my sweetheart on the sunny side of the Rockies, where the desert kisses the sea. Though mountains are high and we're far apart, in my dreams, I'm with my sweetheart on the sunny side of the Rockies, where the desert kisses the sea.
Wonderful, Gene. Just as pretty a song as this is a day.
Yes, sir Lou, this is the kind of a day when old Mother Nature's not mad at anybody. She just sits back, takes a deep breath, and blows all the clouds away.
Where does she blow them to, huh?
Oh. Hello, Johnny. Well, Lou and I were just talking about what a beautiful day it is.
Why, it's this day every day of the week in Oklahoma.
Yeah, no clouds, no rain, no nothing. Not even sunshine.
Say, were you born in Oklahoma, Johnny?
You mean to tell me you ain't never heard of the Oklahoma Bonds around Marietta?
Well, no, I can't honestly say that I have. Were they famous?
Was they famous, he says. Why, my papa was the first man to cross an Oklahoma kangaroo with a raccoon.
A kangaroo and a raccoon. What'd he get?
Fur coats with pockets.
Oh. Oh, now look, that sounds like a lot of hooey to me. And anyway, what's an Oklahoma kangaroo got that any other kangaroo hasn't got?
That's a very good question. Well, in Oklahoma, the cowboys use kangaroos instead of horses for roping steers.
They what?
I said they use kangaroos instead of horses for roping steers. Now, instead of riding on their backs, they ride in the little rumble seat. You think I'm kidding, don't you?
I most certainly do.
Well, I ain't. Instead of singing Back in the Saddle Again, mm-hmm. them Oklahoma cowboys are all singing Back in the KP Again.
KP?
Kangaroo's Pouch.
Say, this is getting more ridiculous by the minute.
I resent that, partner.
I do, too.
Well, how did you get into this, Crosby?
Look, partner, Johnny there's a friend of mine. You can't talk to him like this.
And what are you going to do about it?
The same thing I did to the last guy who said that. I just drew my old .45 and I fired.
Your .45?
Yeah, the .47s weren't out yet.
Oh. Army. With cowboys all over the West and ranches from Texas to Canada, and you two have to settle here. Well, I guess I'm stuck with you, so I just have to make the best of it. And in this case, the best seems to be the Cass County boys singing. Gotta get me somebody to love.
Nights all long, oh so long on the prairie. Gotta get me somebody to love. Gotta find one who's kind, not contrary.
Find someone who will ride by your side hand in glove.
Someone to love. I got my heart.
Giddy-up.
Got a silver saddle.
Saddle, but there's one thing you keep thinking of.
Thinking of love when nights are long, oh so long on the prairie.
The prairie better get you somebody to love.
I'm a cowboy kind and gentle, riding herd on the prairie stars. But I get so sentimental when the breeze is sigh and the moon is new. And I close my eyes and I whisper you, and the white-faced cow answers moo, moo, moo. Gotta get someone to love. Night's all alone, oh so long on the prairie. so bright above. I gotta get me somebody to love.
Hey, that's all you.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot, boys. You really gave your all on that one. Ah, me. With Crosby and Bond in a corner somewhere, the old ranch house is again quiet and peaceful. How long can it last?
Howdy doodle, everybody.
Not very long, did it?
Well, hi, Gene, old buddy. How's the world been treating you?
Well, Smiley, tell me, did you have a good time in the big city?
Oh, pretty good, except for all them doggone automobiles. I almost got killed one day, really.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Well, I was walking down the sidewalk, minding my own business, when all of a sudden, a car comes right straight towards me.
Now, wait just a minute here. Didn't you say you were walking on the sidewalk?
Yeah, I did.
And a car came right up on the sidewalk? Uh-huh. Well, that's impossible.
I can see you ain't never been to the big city.
Well, what else happened to you?
Oh, let's see. Yeah, I worked at a circus for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah? What kind of a job did you have at the circus?
Well, I had to poke my head through a little hole, and then some people throwed baseballs at me.
Didn't it hurt?
No, I didn't mind them baseballs so much. Boy, it was them kids behind me throwing them darts. Oh.
Well, Smiley, I think you're just as full of hot air as you ever were.
Oh, I'm not either. It's just my imagination.
It certainly is. Why, one of the boys was telling me about some ranch that you told him you owned as big as the whole state of Nevada.
I did, huh? Well, that's right, then.
How many head of cattle did you have?
Well, you know, I never bothered to count their heads. I just count their feet and divide before. Oh.
You know, I thought going to the big city might help you, but I can see that it didn't. You still have no respect for the truth.
Well, I'll tell you, if I went around telling the truth all the time, I'd be a very dull feller. And if I'm a dull feller, that means I ain't got no friends. If I got no friends, I ain't got nobody to talk to. If there ain't anybody to talk to, well, what difference does it make whether I tell the truth or not?
Well, Smiley, I guess that's one way to figure it. But didn't your mother and father tell you what happens to little boys that tell stories?
Oh, yeah, but I like them other stories you used to tell about Uncle Remus and things.
Uncle Remus? How'd it go?
Well, I don't remember exactly, but I think it went something like this.
Uncle Remus, Uncle Remus, now old Uncle Remus, he said, I want you to gather around me here, all you little children, before you go to bed. Now, you just got to give me all your attention, because here's what I got to say.
I'll tell you how the animals got that way. The leopard's pappy, he got the gout from eating too much that speckled trout. His mammy dreamed of polka dot, and that's how the leopard got his spot.
What did Uncle Remus say? What did Uncle Remus say?
Didn't you hear me? From speckled trout and polka dot, that's how the leopard got his spot.
More, tell us more.
Oh, I'll tell you some more, sure. Well, I threw the old fox into a cage, but that brother fox was very sage. He used his tail to pick the lock. That's why they call him the sly old fox.
What did Uncle Remus say? What did Uncle Remus say?
You heard me. Use his tail to pick the lock. That's why they call him the sly old fox.
More, tell us more.
You want some more? Well, listen to this. Now the piggy saw his monkey friend swinging by his other end. He tried that same thing on a rail. That's why the piggy's got a curly tail.
What did Uncle Remus say? What did Uncle Remus say?
Oh, you keep standing. Tried the same thing on a rail, and that's why the pig's got a curly tail. And that's how the leopard got his spot. That's why they call him the sly old fox. That's why the pig's got a curly tail.
That's what Uncle Remus said.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. B. I'd say that your friend Uncle Remus just knew just about everything that there was to know. But right now, I'd like to sing an old favorite. And I thought maybe on the second go-around that you'd all like to join me. So here we go with that fine old tune, mellow and sweet, Carolina Moon. Carolina Moon, keep shining, shining on the one who waits for me. Carolina Moon, I'm pining, pining for the place I long to be. How I'm hoping tonight you go,
go to the right window, scatter your light, say I'm all right, please do. Tell her that I'm blue and lonely, dreamy Carolina moon. All right, now let's all join in on this one, huh? Here we go. Carolina moon, shining, shining on the one who waits for me. Carolina moon, I'm flying, flying for the place that long to be. How I'm hoping tonight you'll go to the right window, scatter your light, say I'm all right, please do. Tell her that I'm blue and lonely, dreamy Carolina. In my adobe hacienda, there's a touch of Mexico, cactus lovelier than orchid, blooming in the patio. Soft desert stars and the strum of guitars make every evening seem so sweet. In my adobe hacienda, life and love are more complete. In my adobe hacienda, nestled in the western hills, evening softly murmurs harmony with whippoorwills. When setting sun says the long day is done, starts to fill the air.
You know, it's a shame to interrupt that kind of Western music, but time's up for today. I'll just say so long and take care of yourself.
Thanks, Big Jack Little. And now it's time for that reminder that this is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.